So far, we've only been considering species richness in comparing alpha, beta, and gamma diversity within and among ecosystems. But alpha, beta, and gamma can also be estimated using indices that take evenness into account, such as the effective number of species, or Hill's numbers, D. In the last lesson, you practiced how to estimate the alpha diversity of an ecosystem using D at varying orders of Q. If you're interested in looking at beta diversity across multiple ecosystems, you'll need to obtain your D estimate of alpha diversity for each one and take the average. Recall the equations for calculating D at various orders of Q, except when Q is 1, use the exponent of the Shannon index, remember.